Today I'm going to focus on the auspicious day today. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. The Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Ghora Bhakta Vrinda. The Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Ghora Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya 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 Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Ghor Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Ghor Bhakta Vrinda. Today is, I'm not exactly sure whether it's appearance or disappearance of all three devotees. It's all three. Disappearance day of Gadadhar Das, disappearance day of Dhananjaya Pandit, and disappearance day of Srinivas Acharya, right? Is that correct? Okay. So we'll speak a little bit about each of these personalities. And we'll start off by chanting one verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 10, verse number 53. And this describes Gadadhar Das. So you just repeat after me. I'm sure it'll be very easy. Sri Gadadhar Dasa. Sakka sarva pari, kaji ganera muke, yenha bolaila hari, Sri Gadadhar Dasa, Sakka sarva pari, kaji ganera muke. Yenha bolaila hari. Sri Gadadhar Das. Sri Gadadhar Das. Sakka. Another branch. Sarva upari. All above. I did that backwards. Above all. My mind is working backwards. Kaji Ganera of the Qazis, Muslim magistrates, Muke in the mouth, Yenha, one who, Bolaila, caused to speak, Hari, the holy name of Hari. Translation, Sri Gadadhar Das, the 23rd branch, was understood to be the topmost, for he induced the Muslim Qazis to chant the holy name of Lord Krishna. Purport. About 8 to 10 miles from Calcutta, on the banks of the Ganga, is a village known as Endiyadahagram. Sri Gadadhar Das was known as an inhabitant of this village. Endi Ganahar Vasi Gadadhar Dasa. The Bhakti Ratnakara seventh wave informs us that after the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Das went to Navadvip to Katwa from Navadvip. Now this Gadadhar Das is not Gadadhar Pandit. This is another person. Gadadhar Pandit is part of the Panchatattva. Gadadhar Das is another personality. Thereafter, he came to Yendi Yadaha and resided there. He is stated to be the luster of the body of Srimati Radharani. So, Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani, and he is the incarnation of Radharani's luster. The luster means effulgence. The effulgence coming off the body of Radharani incarnated as this personality, Gadadhar. Okay. So, here, okay. He is stated to be the luster of the body of Srimati Radharani, just as Gadadhar Pandit Goswami is an incarnation of Srimati Radharani herself. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sometimes explained to be Radha Bhava Duti Suvalita, or characterized by the emotions of body luster of Srimati Radharani. Gadadhar Das is this duti, or luster. In the Gauragona Deshtipika 154, he is described to be an expansion of the potency of Srimati Radharani. He counts among the associates of both Gorhari and Nityananda. As a devotee of Lord Chaitanya, he was one of the associates of Lord Krishna in conjugal love. And as a devotee of Lord Nityananda, he is considered to be one of the friends of Krishna in pure devotional service. Even though he was an associate of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he was not among the cowherd boys, but was situated in the transcendental metal of conjugal love. He established a temple of Sri Gaurasunda in Katwa. In 1434 Sakabda, that is 512 AD, when Lord Nityananda Prabhu was empowered by Lord Chaitanya to preach the Sankirtan movement in Bengal, Sri Gadadhar Das was one of Lord Nityananda's chief assistants. He preached the Sankirtan movement by requesting everyone to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This simple preaching method of Sri Gadadhar Das can be followed by anyone and everyone in a position, any position of society. One must simply be a sincere and serious servant of Lord Nityananda and preach this cult from door to door. When Sri Gadadhar Das Prabhu was preaching the cult of Hari Kirtan, there was a magistrate who was very much against the Sankirtan movement. Following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, Sri Gadadhar Das one night went to the house of the Qazi and requested him to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The Qazi replied, "All right, I shall chant Hare Krishna tomorrow." On hearing this, Sri Gadadhar Das Prabhu began to dance, and he said, "Why tomorrow? You have already chanted Hare Krishna Mantra, so simply continue." In the Gauragona Deshtipika, verses 154 and 155, it is said, "Radha Vibhuti Rupacha Chandrikanti Pura Vraje Sa Sagaranga Nikate Dasa Vamso Gadadara Purnanda Vraje Yasid Baladeva Priya Granha Sakarpa Vasa Eva Pravisam Tam Gadadaram." Srila Gadadhar Das is considered to be a united form of Chandrakanti, who is the effulgence of Srimati Radharani, and Purananda, who is the foremost of Lord Balaram's very dear girlfriends. Thus, Srila Gadadhar Das Prabhu was one of the associates of both Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Once, while Gadadhar Das Prabhu was returning to Bengal from Jagannath Puri with Lord Nityananda, he forgot himself and began talking very loudly, as if he were a girl of Rajadam selling yogurt. And Sri Nityananda Prabhu noted this. Another time, while absorbed in the ecstasy of the gopis, he carried a jug filled of Ganges water on his head as he were selling milk. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the house of Raghava Pandit while going to Vrindavan, Gadadhar Das went to see him, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so glad that he put his foot on his head. When Gadadhar Das Prabhu was present in Endihadaha, He established a Balagopal Murti for worship there. Sri Madhava Ghosh performed a drama known as Dandakanda, and with the help of Nityananda and Gadadhar Das. This is explained in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Anchalila, chapter 5, verses 318 to 394. The tomb of Gadadhar Das, which is in the village of Endigiya Daha, is under the control of the Samyogi Vaishnavas, and later under the direction of Siddha Bhagavan Das Babaji of Kalna. By his order, Sri Madhusudan Mulik, one of the members of the aristocratic Mulik family of Narikala Danda in Calcutta, established a Patavati monastery there in the Bengal year 1256, which is 1849 in our time. He also arranged for the worship of a deity named Sri Radhakanta. His son Balai Chanda Mulik established Gornitai deities there in the Bengal year 1312, our year 1905. Thus, on the throne of the temple are both Gaur Nityananda deities and Radhakrishna deities. Below the throne is a tablet with an inscription written in Sanskrit. In that temple, there is also a small deity of Lord Shiva as Gopeshwara. This is also described on the stone by the side of the entrance door. End of purport. Om Agyan Timirandasya Gina Jana Salakaya Chaksu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Staptitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadammayam Dadati Spak Vadatikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padikamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrijatam Sahagana Raganatam Bitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sarvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Bitamscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhischa Kriba Sindhu Pebacha Titanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namaho Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nithananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaudiya Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So we heard a little bit about Gadadhar Das. And I'll just narrate that story. There was this really vicious Muslim Qazi who was known as a Hindu hater. He really hated Hindus. And he did everything to stop the Sankirtan movement. He's a different one than the ones we have heard before. And he would torture and kill and just caused so many problems among the Hindu community. Everyone was very fearful. Well, one day, Gadadhar Das decided to go to his place. But it wasn't the day, it was the middle of the night. And Gadadhar, you know, he's so simple, so humble, but so bold at the same time. He came, and the guards at the palace, they said, Gadadhar, what are you doing here this time of night? Go home. He said, I've come to see the Qazi. I want to tell him to chant Hare Krishna. They said, he's sleeping. Sleeping? Then that rascal should get up and chant Hare Krishna. So he said it so loud that the Qazi heard it and woke up. And he became very angry and he ran downstairs to see what was going on. And he saw Gadadhar. And he said, when he saw Gadadhar, he's so humble that he just melts the heart of anybody. He's just, his humility just, even this hard-hearted evil Kazi, when he saw Gadadhar, he said, Gadadhar, go home. He said, everyone is chanting Hare Krishna except you. And I've come to ask you to chant Hare Krishna. He said, Gadadhar, slay, tomorrow I'll chant Hare Krishna. When Gadadhar heard that, he became ecstatic and he started dancing. He said, why tomorrow? You've chanted. Hare Krishna. Keep chanting. And he was in ecstasy. That's preaching. He had no fear. Completely fearless. And then, of course, he left. So that's that. We don't hear too much about the pastimes of Gadadhar Das. But because he was mostly in ecstasy. We hear how he was carrying a pot of milk on his head, experiencing his internal mood as a gopi in Vrindavan. And he's not only a special gopi, but he is a combination of the incarnation of Balaram's favorite girlfriend, Chandrakanti, and the effulgence coming off the body of Srimati Radharani. If we were to see Radharani the way she was, you couldn't look at her because the effulgence would blind you. That effulgence is Gadadhar Das. So, he's a great personality. So today is his disappearance day. We don't hear so much. Anyway, he liked to preach. And he was so simple, so humble, but very, what we say, fearless, completely fearless. So that's Gadadhar Das. So I'll read the next person. Nityananda Priyabritta Pandadanjanaya Antyata Vikarat Sada Krishna Prema Maya. Translation, the 16th dear servant of Nityananda Prabhu was Dhananjaya Pandit. He was very much renounced and always merged in love of Krishna. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati writes in his Anubhasya, Pandit Dhananjaya was a resident of the village of Inkatwa named Sitala. He was one of the 12 Gopals. His former name, according to Gauranga Deshpitika, was Vasudam. Sitala Gram is situated near Mangalakota Police Station and Jaichakara Post Office in the district of Burdwan. Prabhupada once, if you want to go there, that way you can find it. That's why it's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It might not be so easy, but if you go to the, you know, Mangalakota Police Station, then you can go to the Kaichara Post Office, and then you can find the village. So that's why Prabhupada mentions these. Then Prabhupada goes on, one has to go about a mile northeast of this station to reach Sitala, and gives a complete direction. The temple was a thatched house with walls made of dirt. Some time ago, the zamindars of Bajiravana, Kabasi, the Mulaks, constructed a big house for the purpose of a temple. But for the last 65 years, the temple has been broken down and abandoned. The foundation of the old temple is still visible. There is a Tulsi pillar near the temple, and every year during the month of Kartik, October, November, the disappearance day of Dhananjaya is observed. It is said that for some time, Pandit Dhananjaya was in a Sankirtan party under the direction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he went to Vrindavan. Before going to Vrindavan, he lived for some time in a village named Sanchada Panchada, which is 6 miles south of the Maimari Railroad Station. More directions. Prabhupada's encouraging you to go there. That's why he's giving you all these directions. He wants us to visit these places. After some time, he left responsibility to worship with the disciple and went to Vrindavan. After returning from Vrindavan to Sitalagram, he established the deity of Gaurasundar in the temple. The descendants of Pandita Janadaya still live in Sitalagram and look after the temple worship. So a little bit about Dhananjaya Panda. He's a cowherd boy. Most of Lord Chaitanya's followers were gopis. Of course, he had a few that weren't, but most of his followers were gopis because he's in the mood of Radharani. Whereas Lord Nityananda is a cowherd boy. He's Balaram. And when he comes, he brings his gopals. So there are 12 principal gopals, and he's one of the principal gopals. His name was Vasudam in Krishna Leela. And Vasudam was one of the key cowherd boys in Krishna Leela. There's a beautiful book put out by one disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati named Sundarananda. And that was written in the 1930s. It describes all about the cowherd boys. Who's who in which particular Leela. Because there is a book called Gora Gonadesh Deepika by Kavi Kanapur. In that book, it's the who's who book. If you want to know who is who in Chaitanya Leela and what their identity was in Krishna Leela, you can find out from this book. And it's really interesting because you'll see, you know, some of them were cowherd boys, some of them were gopis, and then they reappeared in Chaitanya Leela to assist Lord Chaitanya in his pastimes like that. So this was Vasudam. Vasudam was one of the key cowherd boys, actually. And he was associate both of Balaram and Krishna. Krishna also, he was very close to Krishna also. So these are the eternal associates of the Lord who appear with the Lord to assist the Lord in his particular pastimes like that. And they are as worshipful as the Lord. Prabhupada said, you know, in this world we have our families, and some people like to kind of find out their family lineage, you know, my grandfather and who was his father. And who was his father? And then you go back, you know, a couple hundred years finding out. Jai Panchatattva Ki Jai. And people go back, just to find out their family. But Prabhupada said, this is our real family. We can trace out, this is the great devotees and the eternal associates of the Lord. They are our real relatives. So you don't have to do much research. The only research we need to do is just to find out a little bit about their lives and how we can learn more about their devotional activities like that. So Dhananjaya Pandit. We should take an active interest in these personalities. I mean, they're mentioned in different books, Chaitanya Charitamrita. But there's much more information. With research, you can find so much about each and every personality, practically their whole life, if you do some serious research like that. If you find someone who is very interesting, then you can write a book about that person. You can research all the knowledge you can find anywhere. And if you go to, Wikipedia? They got knowledge about everybody. There's Wikipedia and Wikipada? Pada Wiki? I don't know. I can't figure it out. Vanipeda. Yeah. Yeah, something like that. So there's that. But then, if you go into the realm of the, you know, the secular society, is that Wikipedia? That has information on every subject that they can possibly find. And it's probably you can find a lot of stuff there too about, you know, Krishna consciousness. So there's no time for Maya. No time for Maya. And then, can you turn this way a little? Because you shouldn't put your backs to the deities. That's it. Thank you. Now, the last personality is the person I'll speak a little bit more about, and that is Srinivasacharya. Mm-hmm. Srinivasacharya is a special personality. He appeared in the year 1510. And his appearance is interesting. Lord Chaitanya, when he gave up his household life, he went to Katwa to take sannyas from Keshava Bharati Maharaj. During that time, persons who were there, who saw the ceremony and the ceremony before the ceremony, the haircutting ceremony, and many of Lord Chaitanya's associates, it was an unbearable, painful experience. The pain was that Mahaprabhu was taking sannyas. And those who knew him as the Supreme Lord couldn't understand why would God want to do this. And then that meant that he would have to live a life of hardship, because sannyas means austerity. Sleeping on the ground, eating very, you know, simply, begging. Lord Chaitanya came from a very aristocratic family. He had all the material comforts. He had a nice wife, a loving mother. Everything was there. He gave it all up just to show compassion to the fallen conditioned souls. So it was painful for those who knew him. And even for those who didn't, when they saw him, they couldn't believe he was taking the sannyas order. So just at that time, the parents of Srinivas wasn't born yet. They came to Katwa. They just happened to be in Katwa during that time. And then they heard about this ceremony of this beautiful person's going to take sannyas. So they came to watch. And they were watching. And then just the father came. The mother was home. She was at home, and he was on business in Katwa. And he was watching. And then when Lord Chaitanya got his name, Chaitanya, because Kresava Bharati gave them a name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. The name Chaitanya just stuck in his mind. And he started to chant, Chaitanya, 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 Chaitanya. And he became mad. All he could do was say, Chaitanya. And he couldn't stop saying it, even if he wanted to. Chaitanya, 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 Chaitanya. So after the ceremony was over, he went home. And he just kept chanting, Chaitanya. So the people in the village gave him a new name, called him Chaitanya Das. His name was Bhattacharya, his last name. I don't remember his first name. But he had, and then his parents, they agreed never to have children. That was their program. They didn't want any children. But after he came back, just a little bit after that, both the wife and the husband, the same night, had the same dream. And in the dream, they were told to have a child. They woke up and they were surprised. And then they compared they both said, I had a dream. I had a dream. What was your dream? And they said, oh, that was my dream. We had the same dream. What was the dream? We're supposed to have a child, a son. So listening to the dream, they decided to have a child. And that was Srinivasacharya. He was born. That Lord Chaitanya put the potency, or the, what we say, the inspiration so strongly in the heart of Srinivasacharya's father that he couldn't deny it. And then the Lord arranged for Srinivasacharya to appear. Srinivasacharya is a very special personality. He's one of the intimate gopis in Vrindavan. I don't remember which particular gopi he is. But later on, Srinivasacharya, after the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya, he became active. He was born in 1510. Lord Chaitanya disappeared in 1534. So he was about 24 years old when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared. But he didn't see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu much. When Narottam Das Thakur was growing up, he heard about this person called Srinivasacharya from one Brahmin who would come every day and speak about the associates of Lord Chaitanya. After hearing about Srinivasacharya, Narottam Das developed such love for Srinivas, although he never met him. And then he was eager to meet him. So when Narottam finally broke free from his family and went to Vrindavan, the first person he met was Srinivas. Srinivas was living in Vrindavan at the time. And they became very close friends. And then there was another person called Duki Krishna Das, who later became Shamananda Pandit. And the three of them made a team. They were like close friends. And then Jiva Goswami, at that time, he decided to start book distribution. And at that time, the books were only one copy. It was Ujjwala Nilamani, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, what else? Hari Bhakti Vilas by Sanatana Goswami, Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishna Das Kaviraj. Now the program was, Srinivasacharya had all, Jiva Goswami had all these books. And he wanted to have them copied and distributed. I just saw something a couple days ago, and it was amazing. It was the book distribution scores of the devotees in those days. How many books they distributed. Yeah, somebody sent me a letter. I don't remember who's the person. And it was a listing. It was a letter by Jiva Goswami with the scores of the devotees' books. So book distribution goes way back. It's really an interesting letter. And then at the end it says, I don't think we should distribute books because we're not doing so good. Of course, they didn't give up, but their scores weren't so high. So what they did, Jiva Goswami wanted the books copied so they could have more copies for distribution. So he packed all of the writings of the Goswamis, the primary books, in this huge box. He put it on an ox cart, and he told Srinivasacharya, Narottam Das, and Shamananda to take the books from Vrindavan to Navadvip to have them copied. Because in Navadvip there were many scribes that could do the work. So, but they were afraid, you know, there were so many dacoits, and so many dangers on the way, that Jiva Goswami arranged for 11 guards to come with the books on the ox cart with these three sadhus. And they left Vrindavan. Now they were traveling, and every night the guards would stay awake and guard the books. Now finally they got to one place called Vanavishnupur. Now, in Vanavishnupur, there was a king there. His name was Birhambir. Birhambir was a dacoit. He was a king. Sounds like today's politicians anyway. He was a thief. And what he would do, he would hire astrologers to find out if travelers were coming in through his kingdom and to find out if they had any wealth. And if they did, sometimes he would have them, they'd steal their wealth and sometimes kill the travelers. This is the kind of king he was. Nice guy. Anyway, the astrologers have reported there's some persons traveling through the kingdom and they have this treasure with them. The king said, get that treasure. So he told his men. But he gave an order that he usually doesn't give. And he said, don't kill anybody. He doesn't usually say that, but this time he said it. So one night, when they were in the kingdom of Vanu Vishnupur, everybody went to sleep, including the guards. Nobody was awake. And the thieves, the men of the king, they just come in and took the box with no problem. And they brought it to the king's palace. Now, when the devotees woke up the next morning, they realized the books were gone. Oh, boy, that's just was so painful. And they just saying, oh no, the books are gone, everything's lost, there's no other copies, what to do? And it was like the guards were feeling so bad and nobody knew what to do. So Srinivasacharya was kind of in charge of the whole program. So, and then he heard a voice. He was the only one that heard the voice. The king has stolen the books. He's the only one that heard it. So he decided to stay there and meet the king. So he told Narottam, you go to Khetrigram and you preach there. And he told Shyamananda, you go to Utkala, which is now Orissa, and you preach there. So he sent them out alone. And then he arranged to get to the palace of the king. So he just came one day, and the king had his, although he was a dacoit, still he had his ministers, and they would listen to Bhagavatam every day. Even dacoits listened to Bhagavatam. So they would discuss Bhagavatam, and pious dacoits. I don't want to, no purport on that one, I don't want to give any purports. Anyway. And they're discussing Bhagavatam, and the king's listening. And then the ministers are speaking, and Srinivas is listening, and he's making faces. Like when somebody's saying something you don't like, you say, something like that. You kept making all these faces. So the ministers, they started... And they said, well, you think you know more, let's hear your explanation of Bhagavatam. And he started to speak. And when he started to speak, everybody was shocked. They never heard such a description and glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. And the king was there and he said, you stay in my kingdom. You can be my head pundit and I'll give you all facilities. I'll take care of you. Srinivas said, I'll accept, but I've actually come on the mission. I'm looking for a box of books that I lost. The king said, I got the books. And he brought them over and he showed them. And then he gave him the box of books back. So the books were retrieved. But the most amazing thing happened, and Krishna wanted to show something. When they packed the books, they put the Chaitanya Charitamrita on the bottom. But when they opened the box, after finding the books, the Chaitanya Charitamrita was on the top. Milk, if you put milk in a container and you let it sit there, the cream rises to the top automatically. So the cream of all Vedic literature is Chaitanya Charitamrita. So that was, Krishna wanted to give an indication. So the books were found, And he stayed in the kingdom. And he preached to that king and he made him a Vaishnava. And that king made everybody in Vanu Vishnupur a Vaishnava. He was a pretty heavy guy. So his preaching was, you become a devotee or else. I think we need a few of them right now in ISKCON today. You become a devotee or else. So, and there's a beautiful story describing how Srinivasacharya preached and so many people became, I mean, not only devotees, even today, that kingdom, there's so many Vaishnavas there. That's preaching. So one person preached to one leader, and because of that leader's power, he made everybody Krishna conscious. That's how Buddhism spread. How did Buddhism spread? King Ashoka. He became attracted to Buddhism, became a Buddhist, and then he made everyone in his kingdom Buddhists. And Buddhism spread throughout India because of King Ashoka. So if we can get these leaders to become Krishna conscious, they can influence a lot of people. That's preaching. And Prabhupada like wanted us to approach big people with Krishna consciousness. Go meet the president, the ministers in your country, and just tell them you're a monk and you're doing a program to teach people about true religious principles, and be prepared and just give them a Krishna, give them a Bhagavad Gita. Can do that kind of preaching. Just go right up to them. It takes, if you can get their, you know, appointment, you can do that. There was one devotee. He's no longer on the planet, but he was one of the best book distributors in Italy. In fact, he was the best. I forgot his name. But he died about 15 years ago. But he used to go to people's offices and buildings and popular people and make them Krishna conscious. One day he came to this runny, real big, I think it was a big businessman. And he had a lot of prestige. And so he goes to the secretary and says, I would like to meet so-and-so boss. So she wires in the secretary, he says, and he says, he comes back, no, I'm not interested in meeting these Hare Krishnas. So when the secretary went in the room, she opened the door. And when she opened the door, the devotee noticed on the wall of the big man's office, there was a picture of a big soccer team. So when he heard that, you know, interested, he kept persisting. He said, I want to talk to your, to the boss about soccer or football. We call it football here. We call it soccer in America, football. So when the boss heard that, he came in and he talked for about an hour about football. And because, you know, he knew a little bit about football, this devotee. So, and then after about an hour, he sold him a whole set of Prabhupada's books. So this is preaching. He was talking mundane subjects. But it was just to get the personality in a friendly atmosphere and then let him go. Sell books. This is where you can sell books. It's not like you always have to speak to people directly about the book. You can speak about them, their life, what they're doing, be friends with them. And then when you get favored, then you say, well, we're out here distributing these religious books and it's Christmas time. And take a book. Like that. So that's with Srinivasacharya. And Nana Shastra Vikara Naipa Nipano Sadharma Samstapako Lokanam Hitakarina Tribhuvane Manyo Saranya Karo Radha Krishna Padara Vinda Bhajanan Nandena Mataliko Bande Rupa Sanatano Raguyago Sri Jiva Gopalako. That's Srinivas. He wrote that song. The prayer, the eight prayers to the six Goswamis. Goswami Astikam. Beautiful prayers describing the glories of the six Goswamis. So in Vrindavan every day during the morning program, they sing, I think, one verse from the Goswami Astikam, like that. So he was a Grihastha. Later on, he married. And he became a Grihastha, like that. And but he was one of the best of all preachers. We every day we chant. What is it? The last line. Sri, what is it? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamo. What's the last line? Doma. The last line. The second to the last line. The last stanza. Huh? No, after that. Yes, doya doya koda sri acharya prabhu srinivasa ramachandra sangamage narottam hodasa. Narottam is singing about Ramachandra Kaviraj. But he mentions Srinivasacharya because Ramachandra Kaviraj was a disciple of Srinivasacharya. But Ramachandra Kaviraj, Srinivasacharya's love for Narottam was so deep that he said, here, you take my disciple. And he gave him Ramachandra Kaviraj. And Ramachandra Kaviraj and Narottam Das Thakur, it's mentioned there were, it was like one soul in two bodies. They were so close friends. That's why you don't know much, you don't hear much about Ramachandra Kaviraj. He was actually a disciple of Srinivasacharya, but a very intimate, close friend of Narottam Das. Should I tell you how Ramachandra Kaviraj met Srinivasacharya? You sure? It doesn't glorify household life too much. Okay. So Ramachandra, he was Ramachandra at the time, he was getting married. So in India, you know, they have these big wedding processions in public. They, you know, the bride gets all, the groom gets all decorated up. And they say, you know, like, king for a day and slave for life, you know. It's like, for one day you get on, they put you on a horse, decorate you all up, and there's a song that says like that, king for a day, slave for life. They actually made a song out of it. Anyway, so he's getting married. And so he's in the wedding procession. And Srinivasacharya just happened to be in the area at the time. And he's standing there, and he's watching. And he turns to his associate, and he says, this person is about to put a rope around his neck. Like, get hung. And then he said it in such a way that Ramachandra Kaviraj heard it. And when a pure devotee speaks, you know, it has power. And so when he heard that, he started to think, what's happening to me? Like, I'm getting married, but maybe I'm going to hell. So he just left the whole wedding procession and gave up right there on the spot. He just came running over, walking or running. He came right to Srinivasacharya and fell at his feet and said, I want to become your disciple. And he did. Srinivasacharya initiated him. And that was the end of the wedding. So, I told you it wasn't such a nice thing for a wedding. Anyway, this is. And then he became, later became very intimate associate of Narottam Das Thakur, and he preached the glories of Narottam everywhere. So that was, so Srinivasacharya and Narottam were so close. Srinivas came to the Khetri Gram festival. That was an amazing festival. Narottam Das Thakur was the person who organized under Janavadevi. Janavadevi organized the program. It's a beautiful story how Narottam installed six sets of Radha Krishna deities. And then they had that famous kirtan. You've heard of that famous kirtan at Khetri Gram? How many have heard the famous Khetri Gram kirtan? Should I tell it again? Yes. This kirtan went down in history as the most amazing kirtan ever. We have some amazing kirtans, but not like this. Narottam, Lord Chaitanya said about Narottam, there will be a person someday who'll come who will revolutionize kirtan. He will teach new styles of kirtan. Now, Narottam, his style of kirtan is somewhat like the Manipuris today, because they say that Narottam actually preached in Manipur and taught kirtan in that area. So it was time for the kirtan, and it was hundreds and hundreds of devotees. They had come from Vrindavan, they had come from Navadvip, they had come from Jagannath Puri. This was the first Gaur Purnima ceremony after Lord Chaitanya left, 50 years after Lord Chaitanya. This was 1574. And Narottam's there, and he has his little kartals. And there's, how many? There's seven Mridanga players and 14 other kartal players. And so he begins the kirtan and starts to sing. And he starts to sing. And he's just building. Now, as he starts getting a little faster, the Mridangas come in. And then the kartals. And then the kirtan starts to build and build and build. And Narottam's singing so sweetly and so beautifully, devotionally, that the kirtan just goes up. This is how kirtan is. You start slow, and then you build, 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 until it reaches ecstasy, and then you go beyond that. When you get everyone into the kirtan, you have to bring everyone into their voices and their minds into the kirtan. So at one point, the kirtan was so ecstatic, and everyone was in ecstasy. And then the most amazing thing happened. Lord Chaitanya and the entire Panchatattva, along with many of the associates who had left the planet already, such as Pundarik Vidyaniti, Mukunda, Haridas Thakur, Vakreshwara Pandit, they all appeared in Narottam's kirtan. And it wasn't a dream. Everyone saw them, and they were dancing to Narottam's kirtan. And the kirtan got so ecstatic that people were crying, rolling on the ground, just amazed. Achyutananda saw his father again, Advaitacharya. Raghunandana Thakur saw his father, Mukunda. They were seeing their friends, their relatives, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Lord Chaitanya was in ecstasy, dancing. And everybody saw him. And the kirtan just went on and on and on, and Narottam was just so focused. It's almost like Madhava's kirtan, you know, he just stays focused. Right? Everybody's jumping all over the place and rolling. He's just like focused. So focused. And the kirtan, and finally at one point when it reached such a height of ecstasy, Lord Chaitanya disappeared. And you can imagine what happened after that. Don't imagine. But what happened was everyone was just devastated. After seeing the Lord, after the Lord was gone for 50 years and he came back for this kirtan. And then, of course, that festival lasted for about a week. And a beautiful festival. So that's Narottam Das. And Srinivasacharya was also there, Ramachandra Kaviraj. Many of the devotees who are still there after the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya. Because a lot of Lord Chaitanya's associates, many of them had children. And later they all became, you know, after Lord Chaitanya left, they carried on the Sankirtan movement. Unfortunately, at the beginning of the 1600s, that's when the Sankirtan movement started to go down. But it was strong until the beginning of the 1600s. Okay, this is Srinivasacharya. So today is his disappearance. Yeah, because I didn't see the calendar. Okay, so read about these personalities. You can go online, punch in Krishna, what is it? IskonDesireTree.com, and you can read all about these personalities. And on these days, you get special mercy. If there's a day for special mercy, you get it on the disappearance and appearance days of these great personalities. And there's nothing more pleasing to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu than to glorify his devotees. If you want to please Mahaprabhu, he's so happy when you glorify those who are very dear to him, such as his intimate associates like that. Okay, any questions? Yes, Iris? No, Janava was there, but Nityananda had already left. Yeah. I think he disappeared right after Lord Chaitanya. Yeah, he was gone. Yeah. Janava was there, and Janava's son, Birbhadra, not Janava's son, but Nityananda had two wives, Vishuddha, Vasudha, her name was, I think. Vasudha and Janava. And from Janava there was no children, but from Vasudha there was two children. One was Birbhadra Goswami, who was an incarnation of Shiradakshai Vishnu. And the other one was Ganga Devi, a girl, who was the incarnation of the Ganga River, the Ganges. So, but Lord Nityananda had left. And at that time, Janava Devi, she was the leader of the Vaishnavas. Although in a woman's body, she was considered to be the best of all Vaishnavas at the time. And she cooked for that whole ceremony. She arranged for the cooking and she cooked herself. And she arranged for all the devotees to get served. When they were eating her prasadam, anybody read that book? What is it called? By Nityananda Das, Prema Vilas, by Nityananda Das. Anybody? The devotees in Croatian, one devotee's reading it just now. It's in Croatian. It talks a lot about Srinivas, some about Narottam, a lot about Birbhadra, a lot about Janava Devi, because Nityananda Das was a disciple of Janava Devi. So he writes about his spiritual master. It's called Prema Vilas. There's another book also by the same title called Prema Vilas. That's by Jagadananda Pandit. But that's a different book. So. Anyway, we got a lot to read. How many of you read every day? Every day. Kalavati? No? No time? How many of you read Prabhupada every day? One, two, three. Very nice. Wonderful. That's nice. So we can read, or if you can't read, at least you can hear the tapes. That's nice too. Okay, so, yes, another?
One comment.
Yes.
Did you know that this year, Indradyumna Maharaj invited one of the following generations of Sri Nityananda, one relative, and our Damayanti was serving him and getting very, very much of mercy, special mercy.
Serving him where? Really?
Yes.
He came to Woodstock.
So Sri Nityananda's follower, I don't know which
generation. Oh, really?
You probably know him. I didn't remember the name. Sorry. But the Mayani got special mercy.
No wonder she looks so blissful lately. I was just wondering why. All of a sudden she became really happy. I was thinking, something happened to her.
She didn't remember the name of this Swami, but she got all bliss and mercy.
Mm-hmm. Jai. Should take the dust of her feet. Put on your head. Just by serving great souls, great service is done. They say. You want to get the special mercy? Seek out the great souls and do service for them. And that way you get, that's where you get the mercy. Fast. Narada Muni. How did he become Narada Muni? Before then he was the son of a maidservant. And his mother was serving these sadhus who had come to the hotel to rest. And she used to cook, and he used to take the prasadam for them, and then he would take their remnants. And because of that, just by doing that, he became Narada Muni. So if you take the remnants of great souls, that's called what? Maha-maha. It's not maha. It's maha-maha. That's not something we made up. It's in the Nectar Devotion. There's maha, and then there's maha-maha. They say for maha-maha, you should do anything possible to get it. I remember devotees in New Vrindavan, when we heard that, they were stealing it. Maha-maha. Maha-maha is when the maha-prasadam is given to a great soul, and then they leave their remnants. That's called maha-maha. It says there are three powerful substances. The prasadam of a great soul, the dust from his feet, and the water that washes the feet. It says one should beg, borrow, steal, but get it. Somehow get it.